And I wasn't having any more termites. I said, now, I want it done that way. Yes, but they don't let us do that now. They don't let you put that stuff out until the termite is there. You can't protect it ahead of time. You get, when he's there, then you got, they'll let you have that insect seed.
That sounds strange.
I think that's hateful. And that's not only doing that, they don't let the farmer have it to protect himself. Like we've got a new, I can't give you the name of the little booger. His name begins with an L. And we didn't have but a few of them last year. But we eat up with them this year. And they're new to us. And they don't wait. They don't cut the bloom. They wait till the bowl gets about half grown and cut the stem of it. I said he was the hatefulest thing I knew of. And my husband, did I tell you about my husband with the boll weevil?
No, ma'am.
Oh, my. Well, we'd had all kind of bad luck one year. We had a house burned and a storm got the crop just about the time it was made. Looked like about everything could happen to us happened. And my husband was up putting a shingle back on the roof where the house, he'd rebuilt a house where it burned. And while he's painting that roof, why, boll weevil got on his paintbrush, and he said that thing was, that boll weevil was sitting up on his paintbrush looking at me, and he says, of all impudent things I've ever seen, that boll weevil was the most impudent looking thing he ever saw. Well, we always called the boll weevil after that, that impudent thing. Well, he was impudent. My husband was tired and trying to build it back and all and hot, and then that boll weevil was sitting up there looking at him. It read, I'll eat it up if you put it out there. And so this other thing, I can't give you the name, I wish I could. I've got to learn. But he's a new insect.
It's not a locust, is it?
No, 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 I know what a locust is. Locust and a katydid. They sing at night. No, this is a little fella. He's, J.D. says he's a little. I've never seen him. But J.D., as I said, he says that they're just eating us up this year. And they wait till the boll gets about half grown, and then he goes to work on it.
We're talking about the boll weevil. Have you ever heard of Enterprise, Alabama, a little town in Alabama?
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
They've got a statue to the boll weevil right in the middle of the town.
Oh, Lord.
The reason they did that was that the boll weevil came in and just completely destroyed the cotton crop, and it forced them to branch out into other crops, and it was really a lot better for their economy. So right there in the middle of town, there's a statue of a lady holding up this big boll weevil.
Oh, Lord, I don't want to see that impudent thing.
But it's the only statue in the world that was erected to an insect.
Well, you know, in Salt Lake City, you know, they have a statue to the, what bird is it? It's a bird.
I'm not sure.
And you knew of a statue of a bird. Some bird. And how come it now? It's a fine statue. I can't tell you for the bird, but it's a bird. And how come them to do that? Why, we all know the trouble that the Mormons had settling in Salt Lake City. Just about everything happened to them. And then the crops was all being eat up and looked like it was just starvation farm. They couldn't raise anything.